I don't know about you, but my life is full of choices. Like this morning, do I get up or not? And then there's the what to wear. Breakfast, not a choice, porridge. So, but you know, throughout the day, it's choice, 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 isn't it? We all have to make choices. I don't know how many of you have sort of agonized over, what shall I wear today? I don't know. Just probably the ladies. I don't know. That's a bit sexist. What shall I do with the rest of the day? And maybe some of you are even thinking, shall I go to church or shall I stay at home? I've had a lie and I'm quite enjoying it. Do you know? Life is full of choices. And you know, the dilemma of choices, there's so many dilemmas of choices in the Bible. And over the past couple of weeks, we have been looking at Bible for grown-ups. But if you're a child here or a young person, the Bible is for you too. We want to kind of have an intelligent understanding of the Bible. Now, if you're not a Christian, not a follower of Jesus, it's great that you're here. And I hope this will be a little bit of a helpful thing. I hope the series is a helpful thing because Christians, they keep looking at this book called the Bible. And it might be interesting for you to know why we think it is so important to us. So listen to the last two talks on the wonders of the World Wide Web and our website. But this week, I'm going to be talking a bit more about the Bible. I'm going to show you a picture, first of all. This will scare you mightily. Ben, thank you. No? And again? Oh! Yes. So, any idea what this is? Sorry, what's that? A prison ID card. Thank you very much over there, my colleague. You can see how well we get on. Sorry? Our e-card. And it kind of doubles as two things for me. I don't usually use it for shopping. I don't know where I'm supposed to take it, but apparently I can get bargains with it. But the big bargain, the reason I got this particular card was the buses. Woohoo! And my choice is, where shall I go today? On the bus for free. Woohoo. But it's also, everything's gone. We've got lights flickering, so bear with us. We had to choose whether or not to try and fix it or just bash on with the light going like this and the possibility of me going. Ugh. So we're just cracking on. So, and the reason I showed you my library card is because the Bible isn't a book. It's like a library of books. And so there's all sorts of books inside the Bible. There's history and there's poetry and there's allegory and there's songs and there's biographies. It's a whole library of books. And this is what we have been looking at over the weeks. So in these books, there are lots and lots of stories as well. So some of them are historical stories and some of them are stories like the stories that Jesus told. Lots of stories. But what is the big story that runs all the way through the Bible and that all these other little stories relate to? And that's what I'm going to cover today, okay? Genesis to Revelation. Are you ready for it? I've got three shots at this, three little talks, so strap in. Okay, so I'm going to try to explain to you about this as quickly as I can. Like, you can put the next slide up because we had the library. Ben, thank you. And the next one. Thank you. So the big choice that's throughout all of the Bible is this one. And it comes in part of the Old Testament. This is what people are being asked to do all the way through the Bible. They're asked to make decisions and choices. And God says to them, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. And he says, now, choose life. It's not like, choose life or else. It's like, choose life, please. You know? So that's what this is all about. Now, I'm going to explain to you the big story. And I'm going to talk about three gardens. So the first garden, I've got the fruits of it here, and Ben's going to show you a picture of this. Thanks. What's this? Apple garden, or otherwise known as an orchard. Now, you get all kinds of varieties of apples, Ben. I've only got a few here, and actually talking about choices. When you go to a supermarket, how do you do with your choices? because I had to buy some apples yesterday, and Don was with me, waiting for me to choose, which, I mean, Don's my husband. And he was with the trolley, and I kept putting them back and getting do they look different enough? So I've got a few varieties. Would anybody like to come? Do you like apples? I've got Philippa, who's allergic to apples. She can't even touch one. So would you like to taste an apple? Anybody like to come down? Yes. Which one would you like to taste? Oh, you like the green one? Oh, well, that's Granny Smith. Yeah, anybody else want to have a go? You got your teeth in? Which one would you like? She goes for a red one, partly red. Anybody else? Oh, there's some at the back. Oh, some over here. Go on, grab one. Enjoy. Oh, more over here. It's good for me exercise, isn't it? Oh, and the other red one. The green ones aren't very popular. Oh, we've got some more over there. Would you like to pass them around for me? Yeah. So the first garden is the garden of choice, because we've got all these lovely apples and we like to choose which one. Some of them look quite tasty. Some of them look quite sweet. I used to like the green ones because my mum had the green ones. And everything she did, I kind of... Oh, there's more over there, Steve. I don't know if anybody wants to taste this one. Bramley. Because some people like... Oh, they've emptied it. Oh, that's good. I've got one left then. Who wants... Ooh! Well caught. Some of them look sweet, but they turn out to be a bit sharp. And that one looked... Everybody knew to avoid that one. So different. Apples are very different. And so let's come along to the second garden. Let's have a look at this one. Does anybody know what kind of garden that is? Oh, very good. So I've got some olives here, which we're going to be talking about a bit later. So show us the olives. Yep. And the third garden, what have we got here? What's that? Grapes. So I'm going to tell you the complete and utter story of the Bible using these three gardens. And in fact, all of these gardens have a rather special gardener to look after them. All these three gardens are in the Bible, and God is the gardener. So here are the three gardens and their three fruits. So we've got apples to choose. Do you know what we do with olives? You can eat them. Or you can crush them to make lovely olive oil. And we've got lovely, delicious grapes. So we're going to, and the grapes... What did you used to do in the grapes when you could take things to hospitals? Used to take them to cheer people up, grapes to cure. So you've got apples to choose, olives to crush, and grapes to heal. So the band are going to come up, and we're going to sing a song. I'm going to focus a bit more in the next talk about Jesus, because Jesus was represented by these olives. And he was a man of sorrows. So let's stand if we're able, and we're going to sing.